The text is Matthew 18, verse 10. See that you do not look down on one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. Almost 30 years ago, the Statler brothers released a song about a mother visiting the Vietnam Wall to see her son's etched name. The title was about her asking God to tell her son that he was more than a name on a wall. That guardian angel picture we have hanging in the library is more than a picture on a wall. That's what Jesus says to tell you. First of all, Jesus says angels do exist. He says little ones have angels. You probably remember that angels were at the birth, passion, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord. But do you remember an angel appearing twice to Hagar? You probably remember the angels Jacob sees going between heaven and earth at Bethel. But do you remember a company of them meeting him on his way back to the promised land? You might recall the angels slaughtering 185,000 Assyrians. But do you remember the captain of the Lord's angelic armies appearing to Joshua outside of Jericho? To paraphrase Shakespeare, there are more things between heaven and earth than this world dreams of, our science can see, or our technology can access. C.S. Lewis says, what men call empty space is packed with heavenly realities. The angels were created on one of the 6 days of creation. We know this because Genesis 2:1 says, after the sixth day, thus the heavens and the earth were completed and all their hosts. Host here is the same word that for angels used in Joshua 5 when he introduced himself as the captain of the Lord's armies. We sing this same word in the Sanctus. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. That is, Lord of armies, of hosts. These armies can be of men, they can be of angels, they can even be of stars. All the hosts of heaven and earth mentioned as completed in Genesis 2:1 refers to both angels and stars. Angels were created by God as only good. They were part of the creation that he judged very good on the sixth day. But some angels fell and so became demons. Evil angels, unclean spirits, devils are just as real as good angels. Jesus spoke with them, cast them out of people, gave himself up to their power in Gethsemane. He warned through the pen of Peter that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. He warned through the pen of Paul that even Satan himself can appear as an angel of light. So how do you distinguish between a good angel and a bad angel? It's not as easy as distinguishing between Glinda from the bad and the bad witch. The latter's skin was green. That's how you know. Paul says if an angel speaks a gospel other than his, even if he claims to be from heaven, he's from hell. Also, if you resist devils, they will flee from you. Good angels don't. Lot resisted them. They wouldn't leave him alone. The good angel stuck with the unbelieving Balaam, even revealing himself to him to get his point across. Since some angels fell, how do we know the rest won't? Jesus says, guardian angels always see the face of my Father. Isaiah sees the seraphim focused on Jesus seated on heaven's throne. Read Revelation. The angels are always doing the bidding of the Lord. They utter their voices, they blow their trumpets, they pour out their bowls at his command. They are different than us in that they have no veil before their face between them and the Father. And that makes all the difference. How so? Stephen King has characters in a fictional world of his refer to remembering or having forgotten their father's face. Apart from a Christian or even a religious background, you know what that phrase means. Whether a parent or a kid, you know it too. From toddlers to teens, most kids behave differently when they know their mother or father is watching. Fights, bickering, or teasing seldom break out in their sight, but let them out of the parent's sight, for a moment, and such happens. The good angels are always looking at the face of Jesus' Father. Just as a compass always points north, no matter where you are, so the angels, whether here, there, or anywhere, have their eyes only on the Heavenly Father. You know what that means? That means they go down heaven's stairs backwards. In Genesis 28, Jacob sees a stairway resting on earth with its top in heaven, with the angels of God ascending and descending on it. As they go up, they obviously are beholding the Father's face. But so as not to lose that sight, when they go down the stairs, they must go down backwards. That dream also teaches us that whatever God in heaven wants done on earth, he does through angels. They are doing the Father's will by what they do and by what they don't do. When the angel came to strengthen the man Jesus in Gethsemane to bear the body-breaking, soul-crushing torments of hell in humanity's place, that was the Heavenly Father's will. When Jesus does not call for the 12 legions of angels to rescue him from the powers of darkness, that was the Father's will too. They, in military terms, stand fast. Or as we sing in the Palm Sunday hymn, the angel armies of the sky look down with sad and wandering and wondering eyes to see the approaching sacrifice. Guardian angels are more than a picture on a wall. They are reality. Because angels do exist, the good ones never forget their Father's face, and little ones have their ministry. Three times in Matthew 18, Jesus uses that exact phrase, one of these little ones. Verse 6, if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, better a millstone for him. Then our text, verse 10, do not look down on one of these little ones, for I tell you, they have angels in heaven always beholding my Father's face. And finally, verse 14, your Father in heaven is not willing that one of these little ones should perish. As every Christian, when they die, dies a martyr's death, so every Christian is also a little one. That's what Jesus says in verse 3. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never go to heaven. Rather than posters saying it's time to put on your big boy or big girl underpants, we should have one saying time to sit down and put on your diaper. The larger context of the ministry of angels is getting the little ones who believe in Jesus to heaven. Whatever they do or don't do, that's the end goal. So Paul's thorn in the side, though he calls it an angel of Satan which tormented him, was not removed by the Father. Paul says it was to keep him from being conceited by the great revelations God had shown to him. Jesus says the last thing angels do is carry your soul to heaven, and that they rejoice in heaven, not when a sinner is saved from sickness, sadness, or distress, but when they are saved from sinfulness. They're all about your salvation because that's what Jesus is all about. The Father whose face they always see is our Father who art in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only ladder the Father ever let down from heaven for us to climb up on. Oh, people think there are other ladders. They even try other ladders. But the only ladder given to men which a person can ascend on and be welcome into heaven is Jesus. Hebrews 1 says angels are ministering spirits, not to everyone, but only to those who are inheriting salvation. We rightly take comfort in the stairway to heaven that Jacob has shown us. But it's not till Jesus takes the veil from our eyes that we really see. And that's in John 1. He tells that the angels ascend and descend on him. With the universal and ancient church, we remind ourselves each Holy Communion that angels and archangels are all about lauding and praising the glorious name of Jesus. And so they gather with us at every communion celebration. The Sanctus, which is used in Jewish, Greek, and Latin liturgies, has always been thought of as being sung by people and angels together. They chant with us, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And they bow and they kneel at his presence here, even as we do. The guardian angel is more than a German painting from 1900. It's reality. Take that picture off the wall. Believe it. Use it. Rejoice over it. Pray with Luther's morning and evening prayer. Let thy holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Both kids and adults remark on Luther's, after the morning prayer, directing, then go joyfully to work singing a hymn. And they marvel at his evening instruction, go to sleep at once and in good cheer. The man who penned those words for 8 years prior to them and for the remaining 17 years of his life lived under the constant death penalty. Luther wasn't only under papal excommunication, but he was an outlaw under the imperial ban. His person was legally subject to seizure. How can he go off to work daily singing a hymn? How can he go to sleep each night at once and in good cheer? Because his guardian angel was more than a picture on a wall. Ever pay to have security? Did you expect that they would do what you paid them to do? They weren't like the police, who are paid to keep the peace in general. They were paid by you to keep your person and place secure. You expected to get what you paid for. Jesus paid for the ministry of angels with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. He paid to make go away any reason a holy angel could have for not protecting sinners such as us. He didn't call on 12 legions of angels to save him in Gethsemane so you might know you have them at your beck and call in prayer. He didn't have the angels unnail his hands and feet so they might hold you up with their hands to keep you from hurting your feet. Our problem may be that guardian angel picture. Where the pronouns in the Bible for angels are all masculine, and when they appear, they do so as young men, the painting on the wall depicts a soft, effeminate, anemic being. Well, leave that picture on the wall and see what Luther saw. An angel like Daniel saw, who can clamp shut the mouth of a roaring lion. Angels like Elijah's servants could see once the veil was dropped from his eyes. In chariots of fire, pulled by horses vastly outnumbering the Aramean army they were surrounded by. Luther took God at Elijah's word. There are more angels with us than foes against us. Actually, it only takes just one. You are promised that one. And he doesn't hang on your wall in a picture, but encamps around you on the ground, says David. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus and a life everlasting. Amen. We sing the